It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and
oh, I love a little Perry Como singing Christmas.
Oh, my. It's the most You're going to disrespect my man like that?
This isn't Perry Como?
No. This is the great Andy Williams.
Ah, oh, I love Moon River by Andy Williams. Moon River, wider than a mine.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what Fletch sang during his colonoscopy? Or that his proctologist again. Moon River.
That's funny. I don't care who you are right there. That's funny. Wow. All right, so Adam Reardon, over the long Thanksgiving Day weekend, he finally proposed to his lovely bride-to-be. Adam, you never told us how exactly you proposed.
Well, so we went away. We had all four of our kids, and two from her previous marriage, two from my previous marriage. And so we had everybody together, and so we were going down to Longboat Key. And so the weather was nice. I really honestly made up my mind on the Saturday before the week had started. So it's kind of, I don't want to say impromptu, but I finally said, okay, this is the week because we're going to have the kids together. We're going down to this beach. We got a little condo right there, you know, beachfront, and weather was
so you incorporated the kids into your
proposal. Oh yeah. Well, I was originally going to do it in Barcelona when it was just she and I, but since that fell apart due to COVID, the next best thing to me was definitely to incorporate the kids. Kids all knew it was coming eventually, like everybody else did. Eventually, that's the one compliment I've gotten more than anything else. More than hey, that's a beautiful ring. It was. Oh, congratulations. Finally, we've all been waiting. So what I did was I said, hey, I mean, the night before the sunset was absolutely beautiful. I said, hey, I want to get some pictures at sunset with you, me, and the kids. You know, I mean, maybe we make the Christmas cards out of it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the kids all knew it was coming. And then so we got down there and my daughter had the phone and, you know, I kind of gave it a look, and she started recording, and I had all these great things to say. Like, in my mind, like, you know, in front of the mirror in the bathroom, you've got, like, this whole speech that you're going to go down about how, you know, two families brought together. But, you know.
Marriage.
Oh, or the Brady Bunch.
Listen, I would have been better served just to start singing that theme song, because when I started to get it, I started to try to get out, like, all these words of emotion and all that stuff. Oh my God. She won't let me delete the file, but it's still on my phone. And I'm telling you this, that there will not be a human being that doesn't share my last name that'll ever see it. Okay.
Is there sound to this file?
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah.
We've got to play this.
Honestly, I was bawling so bad.
Are you a radio entertainer or not?
If you're a radio entertainer, oh my God.
You have to allow us.
I haven't even listened to it a second time because I was so embarrassed about, like, I was like, I want the kids to, and she's looking at me like I'm an idiot, you know, like what's he doing? And I finally go, with all that being said, but I really said nothing.
All right, Austin. Austin, here's your homework assignment. You have to get Adam Reardon to give you the sound of that video.
I'll find a way.
Because we want to hear it. All right?
Come over during the break, and we'll view it together. Like, okay. And we'll clip out a decent part where
I meant a
decent part for, like, entertainment purposes only. Yeah. I mean, because believe me, in my mind's eye right now, as I sort of recollect it, because again, I promise you, I've not even watched it back because I started in my mind, it was going to do this whole thing about how, you know, the kids and, you know, how, you know, love, you know, there's no obstacle that love. All that went out the window. I got nothing came out. I'm telling you, I just started crying. I just started crying. Listen, I'm an emotional guy. I don't apologize for that. But, oh, my God. I really, what I apologize for is that that's not something she could ever use. You know what I mean? Like, because I know that women love to post, like, pictures of, like, even the engagement and stuff like that. That was a waste. I think it's, like, 3 minutes long on here. that's 3 minutes. I can't wait for my phone to go, like, hey, there's no more room for pictures. You got to delete something. Like, all right, okay, boom. 3 minutes of video. Gone forever. But luckily for me, she said yes. And we are very, very excited and very, very happy.
All right. Okay, so that is the genesis of our spontaneous text question.
I wasn't ready.
Spontaneous text question of the day.
I was lost in the funny.
All right, our spontaneous text question, by the way, brought to you by In the Zone, the afternoon show hosted by Brandon Kravitz, who, by the way, will have Mark Richt on at 4 p.m. today. They are going to interview Mark Richt on In the Zone. Interested in hearing that interview. By the way, I hope Brandon Kravitz asked Mark Richt, what really happened to make him leave Miami? What really happened? That's what I want to know. Maybe we'll get into that later in the show. All right, spontaneous text question. We may have done this before, but it's newsworthy now that Adam Reardon has proposed. It's newsworthy once again. How did you propose to your significant other? Text it into 50857. I've told you guys I was in Paris and was on top of the Eiffel Tower when I proposed to my lovely ex-wife, Donna. Yeah. So that was my proposal.
That was pre-COVID, by the way. Pre-COVid, guy could do that.
Yeah, that was pre-COVID.
After that, guys are forced to like sound like blubbering idiots on the beach.
Austin, how did you propose?
So my wife and I were in college, and I wanted to make sure that all of my family could be there and her family could be there, and I made that a point, but we were in college 2.5 hours away from where our families live, so we drove 1.5 hours to Grand Island to my aunt's house that we had supper there before. My mom had made a video photo collage of all of our photos from high school and all this sort of stuff, and so played that and then surprised her with all of our family out on the back porch. And then I turned it into a video on how to propose to your to your girlfriend, because a 10-step guide to the perfect proposal, because I had a video project due, and I'm like, this is perfect. I'll just multitask.
Leave it to Austin. Leave it to Austin. He wanted to get TikTok clicks.
Hey, man,
proposal.
Let me tell you, I got an A for that assignment, okay? And also, worst mistake of my life, I had the worst haircut of all time. I had long hair and, like, part down the middle, like, there's, like, a square. It's a bad photo. I feel bad for my wife for having to look back at those photos, like, here's when we got engaged. Ugh. Ugly.
The quintessential Midwestern proposal where you go over to your aunt's house and have supper first, he said. Yeah. Supper.
No, we had supper after.
Had
supper. All right.
Had some supper. Had a little
corn. What do you guys call
cream,
it?
Had a little cream corn.
Dinner?
It's dinner. Yeah.
Dinner's
corn
lunch.
Casserole.
Yeah.
Then we went out to the out. Then I went out to the outhouse to relieve myself.
Gosh dang it.
I proposed.
And then those kids started misbehaving, I made them go get a switch off the tree.
All right. Then we watched some replays of the Nebraska spring game from the previous
year. Hell yeah, brother. That's what we had on in the background. Had the tunnel walk music.
Uncle Charlie's not invited. He didn't vote for Tom Osborne. He's not invited. Nope. That's why he's not here. If you're wondering, that's why.
That's why.
All right, text in 50857. How did you propose to your significant other? Straight ahead, our thought-provoking daily poll question. Should UCF even bother going to a bowl game? That's next on Open Mic.